Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jay.
What is it about this girl that, or woman, this woman from the sheriff's department, what county?
Arapaho.
Arapaho.
I feel bad for her.
I do too.
I have to be honest with you because she's been with the department for 21 years. 21 years. She has kids. She has a husband.
And she's on OnlyFans.
It didn't say, it just said streaming.
Yeah,
porn.
I would imagine she is. Uh-oh. But I mean, it's not her fault. She went into this massive amount of debt, $500,000 because of her house that the insurance wouldn't cover because of a storm. So I mean, she was drowning.
I didn't read that part, but now I'm even more for her.
Yeah.
Was I'm not really? Against
yeah, so it. So it was a storm in 2023, and it was hail. Like, hail damaged their house, like, to the point it was really bad. And the insurance, her insurance, wouldn't cover anything, any Look, repairs.
So she decided not to sell yogurt, instead spread her legs.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Now, I'm not against her either. I'm just saying that it does make a difference to what site she's on and how she's streaming and what she's putting up.
Yeah, some for the entire more, story. Yeah. Hardcore than others.
Yeah, if it's OnlyFans and you're selling lingerie pictures, okay, no big deal, right? But if it's hard.
Well, I don't know if...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
In the news story, they don't say OnlyFans. They just say that she's on websites.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's the news story that we're talking about. She's a deputy, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
In Arapahoe County, right? And she's been let go because of this streaming.
She resigned. My name is Shannon Laughlin.
Do what now?
She resigned.
She resigned?
She resigned.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
My name is Shannon Laughlin. I was a deputy with Arapahoe County for 21 years.
But that career came to an end this week as her secret emerged. The 44-year-old Laughlin ran her department's driving academy. But even with a steady paycheck, she ran into financial ruin. And this wife and mother felt she had no place to turn.
You were kind of a deputy by day and starring in porn at night, essentially.
Ultimately, it could be construed as that. It could be considered a double life.
She entered the world of online porn just a couple of months ago, shooting scenes for various sites under an assumed name.
Yeah.
It was quick cash and enough to catch up on her mortgage and hold off the bill collectors.
I was desperate. I was drowning. I found a very legal, lucrative means for providing that support for my family that I needed at that time to save my home for them.
She says she knew she broke department rules by not asking permission to work a second job.
The mainstream in the adult industry is not something that the sheriff's office would approve of.
No.
And I understand that.
Yeah, I understand that too.
Yeah.
But it does seem to me that she found the most lucrative, so therefore she quit the sheriff's department and she's going to stick to porn.
No, she quit because somebody squealed on her and she knew that she was breaking policy. So after 21 years, she resigned because somebody in the Arapahoe Sheriff's County, they're like, hey, did you hear about Shannon? She's a porn star.
Snitch.
Yeah, there was a snitch inside.
Snitches get stitches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the deal is, it's like, I think it was some woman, because Shannon's 44, and for her to still be able to pull off porn, pretty impressive.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Yeah. She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
And her rack is amazing.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, she looked at her options here. She can quit the porn and stay with the sheriff's department, or the porn. The porn paid a lot more, I think.
Yeah.
So I think that for her to get out of debt, she knew to stick with the porn.
And
right?
her husband's supportive, right? So yeah. she said it. And so I don't know if she's doing it with her husband, and that's like, or if she's just a.
It sounds like she's not doing it with her husband.
Well, I don't think she's doing it with anybody. She might be just, like, doing stuff.
Yeah, they just say scenes, so that's not, like, there's a lot of different types of scenes,
would
right?
you mind going, looking into that for us, Spadil?
I'm trying to, actually,
can you research that for us to find out exactly what she's doing?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to put it on my computer over here.
I'm trying to figure it out, yeah.
I'd rather be on
yours. Because
maybe
she's just doing, like, a little, like, you know, like, you know, a Moulin Rouge strippy thing, right? Maybe she's doing like that, and they're just calling it porn to be rude.
Yeah, be rude.
Right, maybe it's like pretty porn.
I'm with you, though. It's some 65-year-old deputy over there that's a female that turned her in. Because her husband probably saw this girl on porn and said, oh, honey, she works with you, doesn't she?
No, you
she
know what it was? I know who it is. Oh. It's Deputy McFloppy.
Yes, McFloppy.
Deputy McFloppy. She is 64, and she turned her in.
Yeah.
Deputy McFloppy.
All right, Spadil, will you stay on top of this story for us?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what her stage name was.
He's doing a deep dive.
Atta boy.
We've lost him for the show.
In fact, you might want to contribute at some point, you know? Maybe buy some of her stuff just to keep the house payments going. You know what I mean?
Help out, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.